Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Kuf Gimel. We are holding on the very top of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bar Simcha Leah Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Tzippi and Rabbi Dr. Aaron Ross to mark the yard site today of Mr. Shlomo Fredman, Zichrono Levracha, Tzippi's father, and in honor of the Pidyon HaBen this week of his namesake, Shlomo Rafael Ross, son of Shmuel and Sarah Ross, my cousins, and they should have a lot of nachas from their son, and the neshama of Rabbi Fredman should have an aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is really one topic. We're going to talk about where the oros of karbanos go, meaning does the skin, the hide of the karban, always go to kohanim? Does it depend on the type of karban? So the Mishnah is going to talk what happens to the oros of various karbanos. The Gemara is going to discuss what we derive from the phrase olas ish. There's somewhat of a cryptic brisa that makes a drasha, two drashas from the phrase olas ish, so we're going to try to figure out what that drasha is really all about. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that the oros of kachay kachim, and not necessarily kachim kalim, but kachay kachim go to kohanim. The Gemara is going to discuss whether a kohen who is an onain, a tvil yom, a mechusar kippurim, does he get the or of a korban, or is he not entitled because he does not do the avodah? And then on the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about what happens to the or of a karban that's pasul. Doesn't matter when the psul happened. If the psul happened before the hefshet, if the psul happened after the hefshet, the Gemara is going to then try to identify who is the Tana of the two Mishnayos in today's daf. And based on a machlokas we're going to have in tomorrow's daf. And we're going to have a couple of different approaches as to who might be the author of the Mishnayos that we have in today's daf. So let's begin with the first Mishnah in today's daf. So the oros of karbanos generally are not burnt on the mizbeach. Are never burnt on the mizbeach. We skin the or, and the basar of a karban ola is burnt on the mizbeach. The basar of most other kachim gets eaten either by the bailim or by kohanim, except for the chatos and the srafos, where after you do the zrikas hadam and the haktaras haimurim on the mizbeach, they burn the chatos and the srafos outside of the machne and the beis hadesh with the oros. So the Mishnah is going to discuss what is the din of the or ha'ola that is already skinned off the animal. Sometimes the Kohanim get it, and sometimes they don't get the or ha'ola. And also, what is the din of the or of all other kachay kachim, where Kohanim sometimes yes get it, sometimes don't. So kol shelo zacha mizbeach b'vesara. Anytime you have a korban ola where the basar is not brought on the mizbeach, why would you not bring the basar of a korban ola on the mizbeach? That's what you're supposed to do with it. No, there was a psul in the basar before you were zorik the dam of the karban. There was a psul in the basar, so it never had a moment of heter lemizbeach. So then lo zacha kohanim ba'ora. If you can't do what you're supposed to do with the basar of the karban ola, then you can't do what you're supposed to do with the or of the karban ola. So the kohanim will not get the or. Shenemar, because the pasuk says olas ish. Pasuk says va'koin amakrivis olas ish. Or ola sherekriv the kohen lo yiyah, that when do you give the or to the kohen? When the kohen is makriv the olas ish. So it sounds like the kohen is only zoche in the or when the ola is identified as an olas ish, which means the way the Mishnah is interpreting it, ola sha'olsol ish, an ola that went on the mizbeach on behalf of somebody, that someone was makdish it from the mizbeach and it worked. The mizbeach got the basar, never became pasul. That's when a kohen is going to get the or of the karban. Now the Sfasemes raises the question that why does the Mishnah mechadish this only by karban ola, by other karbanos as well? If the karban is not ola lebailim, the kohanim by kachay kachim or the bailim by kachim kalim are not going to get the or. That's what the Rambam writes in Psulei Hamukdashin. So the Sfasemes explains that we're going to see within the sheet of Rebbe that by all other karbanos except for an ola, There's no special din of Zuchiya Ba'ar. It's just that whoever gets the basar gets the ar. That's just the way it works, that the ar goes along with the rest of the karban. So you don't need a special limbu to tell me that if the karban becomes pasul, then you're not going to get the ar. But by Ola is the exception. Ola is the only place where the basar goes to one place and the ar goes somewhere else. It's the only karban that we split the ar from the basar. Basar goes on the Mizbeach, ar goes to Kohanim. Oh, so once you're telling me that the basar and the ar are not bound with one another, now I need a drasha that if there's a psul in the basar, the Kohanim don't get the ar, because I would have thought they have nothing to do with one another. Ola shenishchata shalol lishma, if you have an ola that was shechted shalol lishma, avol pi shalol salabaylim, even though it doesn't count for the chiyuv of the baylim, the Kohanim are still going to be zocha in the ar of such a karban. The echad olas ish ve'echad olas isha are say in the Kohanim, and regardless of who the baylim of the karban, the gender of the baylim of the karban, whether it's a man or a woman, the oros are going to go to Kohanim, because one might have thought it says olas ish, so I would have thought that means ish velo isha, so that's why he has to tell me no, even in olas isha we already darshened ish to mean something else, and olas ish means that it was also the ish that accounted for the chiyuv that the baylim had. Oros kachim kalim lebaylim, oros kachim kachim lekohanim. The oros of kachim kalim do not go to Kohanim, that goes to the baylim. The oros of kachim kachim go to Kohanim and kal v'chomer. So we derive this from a kal v'chomer. Umaim ola shalo zachu b'vesara. Zachu ba'ora, if when it comes to a carbon ola, where the Kohanim don't get the basar of a carbon ola, yet they do get the or of the carbon ola, so kachay kachim shezachu b'vasaran, when it comes to kachay kachim, where the Kohanim do get the basar of the kachay kachim, ain't odin sheyisku ba'oran. So if they even get the basar, then all the more so they should be zocha to get the or of the kachay kachim. So ain mizbe. And you can't ask a pirchan the kal v'chomer that mizbeach yochiach, that the mizbeach is zocha to the emurim of the karbanos and not the oros of the karbanos. So maybe you could say, therefore, kohanim are zocha in the basar of the kachay kachim and not the orim, because she'ein lo or b'kal makom, because the mizbeach never gets the or. So there's no karban at all where you burn the or on the mizbeach. So the fact that the mizbeach is not zocha in the or of karbanos is not mochiach anything, but the kohanim were zocha in the or of the ola, so kal v'chomer that they should be zocha in the or of kachay kachim as well. Now we do not learn from this same kal v'chomer that oros of kachim kalim go to kohanim, meaning one might have said that if a karban ola where the kohanim do not get the basar and yet they get the or, so kachim kalim where the kohanim also do not get the basar, they should get the or. So because the kal v'chomer is only within the world of kachay kachim, because an ola is also kachay kachim. The Rashash points out that legabe kachim kalim is a pirchan the kal v'chomer, because by an ola the bailim is not zocha to anything, as opposed to kachim kalim, the bailim is zocha to some of the basar, so it could be that there's zocha to the oros as well. The Kohanim are zocha to the chaz of Ashok, so apparently that's not considered to be that's not considered to be a zechia b'basar legabe abaylim, because the baylim are zocha to all of the basar. They're zocha to all the rest of the basar. Okay, so what we learned in our Mishnah is that any time there was a psul in the karban, the Kohanim are not going to get the or. That's what I learned from Olas Ish. If an ola is shechted shalol lishma, where it's not going to work for the chiyuv of the baylim, the kohanim do get the or, because that's not a psul. It's just that it's not going to count for the baylim shem chova. Even the ola of a woman goes to the kohanim, and then the basic rule: oros of kachim kalim go to the baylim, oros of kachim kachim go to the kohanim. So now, Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Olas ish. What do I learn from the phrase olas ish? Pratla Olas Hegdish Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that excludes Olas Hegdish. We have to explain what in the world that means. Everything is Hegdish. What are we talking about? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Pratla Olas Gerim. It comes to exclude the Ola of a Ger. We're going to have to explain that one as well. What does it mean? Olas Gerim, that it doesn't go to the, or it doesn't go to the Kohanim. So first on the first Drasha, Rabbi Yehuda's Drasha. My Pratli Olas Hegdish. What do you mean, Pratli Olas Hegdish? That the Olas Hegdish, the or doesn't go to Kohanim? So Amr Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef, Pratla Ola Haba'a Min HaMosaros. It's speaking specifically about an Ola that was purchased with the money from a Tumuras Asham, or an Asham Shemesu Bailov, where the halacha is that those Karbanos Asham are meant to graze until they develop a mum, and then they're sold, and then you use the money to buy Karbanos Ola for the Nidvas Tzibur. And that Ola is not an Olas Ish, it's an Olas Tzibur. So therefore, we're memaited, the Brice is memaited from this pasuk that the Kohanim do not get the or of such a Karban Ola. So when you have a regular Karban Ola, the Kohanim get the or. But when it's an Olas Tzibur that is purchased with the money that you get in exchange for a Karban Asham that had become unusable and therefore had to develop a mum and be sold, so such a Karban's or is not going to go to Kohanim. So Hani, Chalamandi Amar Mosaros Nidvas Tzibur Asli, that works if you assume that's what you do with Mosaros, that when you have an Asham whose Bailim died or whatever, and you need to, so if you assume that it develops a mum and you sell it and you buy Olas Tzibur, so then I get it. Then you're telling me such an Olas Tzibur that the or doesn't go to the Kohanim. Elamandi Amar Mosaros Nidvas Yochid Asli. But if you assume that that the Mosaros, what we use that money for is for a Nidvas Yochid, well then how can you exclude from Olas Ish that the Kohanim don't get the R of it? That's the Shita of Rabbi Yosef. So Michael the Meimar, how you can explain the Brisa that we're Mamayit Ola Abamina Mosaros from Olas Ish? If it is a Yochid, so how do you exclude Olas Ish? The whole Limud was that it's Olas Ish as opposed to an Olas Tzibur. But if you hold that Mosaros actually is an Olas Ish and not an Olas Tzibur, how can you exclude it? So answer the Gemara Kedama Rava. It's like Rava says in Maseches Yoma that Ha Ola, when the Pasuk, the fact that the Pasuk does not say Va'aruch Aleha Ola, it says Va'aruch Aleha Ha Ola, so we darshan Ola Rishona, that it's the first Ola of the Karbanos that you bring each day, which is the Tamid Shel Shachar, and we learn from there that you don't bring any Karban on the Mizbech prior to the Tamid Shel Shachar. So from the Hey in Ha Ola, we learn that the first Karban each day is the Tamid Shel Shachar. So similarly, Hachanami, over here also, we darshan the Pasuk when it says Va'koyin HaMakrav Esolas Ish, or Ha'ola Asher Ekriv, that you give the R of Ha'ola, that the Hey of Ha'ola is Ola Rishona, the Ola that was originally designated as a Karban Ola, meaning we're only talking about a Karban that it itself was Hufrash L'Shem Karban Ola, and not an Ola that comes about because it's an extra from some previous Karban that didn't work out. So either way, we're going to exclude an Ola that comes Mimosaros, that comes from an Asham that didn't work out. Either you exclude it from the phrase Olas Ish, because the Mosaros are Tzibur and not Ish, or if you hold that the Mosaros are the carbon of an Ish, so we exclude it from Ha'ola, that it's got to be an Ola that was originally designated as an Ola and was not just a leftover from what used to be an Asham. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Avi Om Rabbi Anai says, no, it's not what the Brisa meant. Again, all of this was to explain this cryptic Brisa. The Brisa says, Olas Ish, Rabbi Yehuda says, Pratli Olas Hegdish, but not Olas Hegdish. So we say, what in the world is Olas Hegdish? You can't have a more vague phrase than that. The whole thing is Kachim. So what do you mean, the Pratli Olas Hegdish? So the first approach was Prat of the excluding the Ola of the Mosaros, of old Karbanos Hashem that didn't work out. So now a second approach, what Pratli Olas Hegdish means. Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Anai, Pratli Matfis Ola Lebedek Abayis. It's coming to exclude someone who's Matfis is Ola Lebedek Abayis, that in such a case, if he designates that the Ola should go for Bedek Abayis, that the Kohanim don't get the or. Lo mi bayi. And you don't need to tell me this din. According to the sheet of the Kachi Bedekabayis are Tofis Midor Raisa, that an Ola that's Hukdash Bedekabayis takes on the status of Kedushas Bedekabayis, so then therefore it's obviously not an Olas Ish at all. It's an Olas Hegdish, so the Kohanim are not going to be Zoch in the Or Elafil Mandiyam Lo Tafsi. Even if you hold Midor Raisa, Kachi Bedekabayis, not Tofis, Hani Mili Basar, that's only the Basar that's Kadosh with Kedushas Mizbeach is not nitfas b'kedushas betek abayis. Aval or tafis, but the or which is never destined for the mizbeach anyway, on a daraisa level takes on the status of kedushas betek abayis, and therefore the kohanim are not entitled to that or. And that's what the brisa meant. Olas ish velo olas hegdish. Olas ish velo olas kachi betek abayis. That kachi betek abayis is not going to be subject to, the or is not going to go to the Kohanim. The Nitziv is a tshuva in Meshiv Davar in Chelekes, Simin Peches, where he quotes his, he quotes Reb Chaim, that before the Zrikas Hadam, the or of Kodesh is, the or of Kodesh has Kedushas Mizbeach, and the fact that it's Miskadesh b'Kedushas betek abayis is only after the Zrikas Hadam of the Karban. And Rabbi Yannai holds Lishitaso in Yevamos Daf Tzadi Gimel that a person can be Makneh Dover Shelo B'Liolam. So even though he can't be Makdish the Or while the Behemoth is still alive, because it has Kedushas Mizbeach, but he can be Makdish that the Or will become Kadosh with Kedushas Betek Abayis once you do the Zrikas Hadam. That he's able to put that into motion so that in the future, after the Zrikas Hadam, the Or will become Kadosh with Kedushas Betek Abayis. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Amarab Baravua. When the Brisa says, Prat la ola saglish, Prat la ola ba min amasaros. He holds like the first opinion that we quoted. That what does Prat la ola saglish means? It means excluding the ola that comes from the mosaros, from the karbanos asham that didn't work out, where the or does not go to the kohanim. Armle Rav Nachman Kiman, who are you assuming like Rabbi Yehuda? Like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is one that said ola sish prat ola hegdish. But don't you know Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind? Did Tanya, because we have a brisa shisha l'nidava, that there were 13 shofaros in the mikdash, which were boxes where people would drop off money. And the six of them were designated to use the money to buy olas nedava li ola haba'a min amosaros. So kohanim zakotin ba'ora, the ola that came from amosaros, the kohanim do not get the or of the korban. They sell the or and they buy and they use that money to buy other korbanos ola l'keitz hamizbeach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So amar Rabbi Nechemia va'amri la Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Nechemia, and some say Rabbi Shimon said to him, Im Kain, really an Ola that's Ba Min HaMosaros, the Kohanim don't get the Or? Well, if that's the case, Bitalta Midrasha Shal Yo Yada HaKohen. Then you're going against the Drasha of Yo Yada HaKohen. Yo Yada HaKohen was a Tzaddik. He was a Kohen Gadol in the Tkufa of Bayis Rishon, and he encouraged the Melech to do, the Navi tells us in Melechim Beis, he encouraged Yoash to do HaYashar Beinei Hashem. He was a good one. So he gave a drasha. We'd like to follow his drasha. The Tanya and the Brisa is Zem Medrash Dorash Yehoyada HaKohen. That Yehoyada HaKohen made the following drasha. Asham hu Asham Asham Lashem. So it sounds like the Asham is Lashem and not LaKohen. But you can't say that because the Pasuk already said Kachatos Kasham Torah Hashem HaKohen Asher Yechaper Bo Lo Yeh, which makes it sound like the Asham does go to the Kohen. So what do? You have these snakes. You have one pasuk that says that the Asham does not go to the Kohen, goes to Hashem. Another pasuk that tells me that the Asham does go to the Kohen. So what he darshens is kol shabam mishum chatos mishum Asham, where any mosaros of chatos or mosaros of Asham, where you need to fulfill both la Hashem and the Kohen, you lakach ba olos habasa Hashem va'ore the Kohanim. You buy karbanos ola, and the or does go to Kohanim. So here you see in the brisa that although Rabbi Yehuda initially wanted to say that Mosaros of Anasham, the Or does not go to Kohanim. The other Tanaim said, no, you're against the drush of Yoyada HaKohen. And Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue. He didn't respond. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda accepted the argument that was advanced against him. And so how can Rav Nachman hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda in the end of the day. So again, what we started with is we had a Braisa that said that the Braisa said, Olas Ish, what does Olas Ish teach me? The Rabbi Yehuda says it teaches me Pratla Olas Hegdish. That Mosaros, and we explained that that means, or the first explanation of what that means is, that the Mosaros of an Asham, the Or does not go to Kohanim. So the Gemara is now saying that Rav Nachman and Rav Baravua holds like that Drasha, that the Mosaros of an Asham, the Or does not go to Kohanim. So ask the Gemara, how can you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ultimately changed his mind. So Rav Nachman responds, Amar Lei Elamar B'may Mokimla, you who don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because it goes against this drush of Yoyada HaKohen, how are you going to explain that brisa of Olas Ish Prat Lo Olas Hegdish? So Amar Lei, he says, what do you mean? Mokmini Lei B'maktish Nechasov. I will explain that it's talking about someone who's Maktish Nechasov, because Rabbi Yeshua, then the way Rabbi Yeshua explained it, Ditnan, HaMaktish Nechasov, a person is Makdish his possessions for Bedek Abayis, Vahayu Behen, Behemos Uris Lagabi Mizbech, and among his possessions were Behemos that were not Balimum, that could have had Kedushas Mizbech, Zucharim Unikevos, male and females, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zucharim Yimachu Litzarcheolos. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you sell the Zucharim for people who need to bring a Karbonola, and they do so, and Nikevos, Yimachu Litzarcheolos, and you sell the nekevos for people who need to bring a carbon shlamim, and they're used as carbon shlamim. Udemayan, and the money you get for selling those zecharim and nekevos, yiplum sharm nechasim lebed kabayis, will go to upkeep the base of Hamikdash. So because when a person decides that he's giving all of his nechasim lebed kabayis, so all of the value of all of his nechasim needs to go lebed kabayis. You can't just take some of those nechasim and make it and bring it on the mizbeach. So you need to make sure that even the animals in those nechasim that are roi for the mizbech, yeah, they may end up on the mizbech, but their value has to go to Bet Kabayis. So you need to sell them to people who need such karbanos, but then use that value to Bet Kabayis. But Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says a person sometimes will divide his hegdish when he's that even though he was makdish everything stam, his intention was that whatever can achieve the highest level of kedusha, whatever can become kedushas mizbech, great! Let that be Kedushas Mizbeach. And whatever can't be Kedushas Mizbeach, because it's an animal that's a balmum, or it's not an animal at all, it's furniture, it's whatever else, it's anything else that he has, so that will have Kedushas Bedek Abayis. So Zucharim Atzmam Yikravu Olos. Any male karbanos, any male animals that he has that are not balimum, let them be brought as an ola, without selling them. Nikevus Yimach L'Tzarchei Shlamim Yavi B'Demeim Olos. Nikevus, you sell for a karban shlamim, and the money will be used for an ola, Ushar nechasim yipul lebedek abayis, and the rest of the nechasim go lebedek abayis. Va'afilu Rabbi Yeshua dam cholik hekdesho. So even Rabbi Yeshua says that that which is royal mizbeach is kadosh b'kedushas mizbeach hani mili basar. That's only when it comes to the basar, which is royal mizbeach, aval or tafis. But the or, which is never going to go on the mizbeach, that has kedushas bedek abayis, like any other nechasim that was in his possession that he was makdish. So according to Rav Hamnuna, that's what the brisa meant when it said olas hegdish, that the or does not go to kohanim, because those zucharim are olos, but their or goes lebedek abayis, since that was its initial kedusha was for the sake of bedek abayis. So that's the case of that's what the brisa meant when it said, when Rabbi Yehuda said olas ish prat li olas hegdish. Fine. So then we had also said in the brisa another opinion what olas ish meant. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer prat lolas gerim, that olas ish means that in ola of a ger the or does not go to kohanim. Samalei Rav Simai bar Chilkai Ravina atu ger lav ish issue. How do you exclude ger from olas ish? A ger is also an ish, right? A male ger is an ish. So what are you talking about? Somebody probably ger shemeis vein lo yorshim. No, what he meant to say, what the Brisa meant to say is excluding a ger who dies and doesn't have any yorshim, whereas nechasim are now hefker, so it doesn't belong to anybody. So it's not an olas ish. So it's an ola that doesn't have any bailim. That's what makes it not an olas ish. Olas ish implies possession. There is no one in possession of this ola because the ger died. So therefore, the or does not go to the kohanim. So says the Gemara. A brisa explains the pasuk of olas ish the way Tanu Rabbanan. We have a brisa that says as follows: olas ish, ein li ela olas ish. I would only know that an olas ish that the or goes to kohanim. Olas Geirim, Nashim, Va'avadim, Inayin. How do I know that an Ola that belongs to Geirim? Rashi is not going to the word Geirim. The Kes Mishnah says of course you're not going to be Goris Gerim. Why would you think Gerim are any different than anybody else? Meaning a Ger is a Jew, a regular Jew. So didn't we just say that we excluded all those Gerim? No, we said when we excluded all those Gerim, that meant a Ger died. Now we're talking about a Ger was alive. So obviously a Ger was alive is no different than any other Jew as far as where the Or goes, that the Or of his carbon is going to go to Kohanim as well. So that's why Rashi keeps out the word Gerim from this Russia. But the pasuk says olas ish. So I would only know olas ish. How do I know that an ola of an isha, an ola of an eved? How do I know that the or of such korbanos goes to kohanim as well? Tamalomar or ha'ola. So the word ha'ola is a riboy because the pasuk could have just said that ha'or l'kohen. Why does it say or ha'ola goes l'kohen? So riba. So that's telling me that even an ola of nashim and avad. Im Kain, if Olas Ish is not coming to be Mema'it, Olas Isha, Matam Lomar Olas Ish. So why use the phrase Olas Ish if it's not excluding a woman? Why would you say Ish if not to exclude Isha? So Olasha also the Ish. It's coming to tell me, like the Mishnah said, that only in a carbon Ola that went on the Mizbeach and has a Bailim, as opposed to an Ola that was Pasul, it was Shechted with the Machshav of Chutz Mana or Chutz Mekoma, so it's not Ola Labaila, so it's not called an Olas Ish. Shloyu Kohanim Zakot in Ba'ora, that Kohanim don't get the R of such a carbon that was Pasul. So Yachal Shani Marbe Shenishcha Shalolishma, I might think, oh, even if it was only Shechted Shalolishma, the R Shenako Kohanim, the Hagos Vitzunim points out it should not be shani marbe, it should be shani mema'it, that I would think to exclude from the or going to kohanim, even if it was just shechted shelo l'shmo, where the carbon is still kosher, it's just not ol l'bailim shem chova, hol v'lo l'sa l'bailim, since it's not ol l'bailim shem chova, lo yu kohanim zakon ba'ora, I would think the kohanim don't get the or of such a carbon, tamalomar or ha'ola mikol makom. That's why I have a reber to tell me that or ha'ola mikol makom, that even an ola that's not ola l'bailim, but it's at least a kosher or a karban, the Kohanim are going to get the or. So in the end of the day, Kohanim get the or of a regular carbon ola. Kohanim do not get the or of a carbon ola that's pasul. In between is a carbon ola that's kosher, but was not ola l'bailim shem chova. We have a riboy in the pasuk that they do get the or of such a karban. Fine. So then the Brisa Darshan is the following. Or ha'ola, ein li ela or ha'ola. I would only know from the phrase or ha'ola that the or of a carbon ola goes to kohanim. Oros kachay kachim inayin. How do I know that the or of other kachay kachim, chataos and ashamos, how do I know that the kohanim get that as well? So tamalomer, because the pasuk says, or ha'ola asher hikriv. So it says asher hikriv. That teaches me that all other kachim kachim as well. I would think that that's all inclusive, and that even the oros of kachim kalim go to kohanim. Tabalomar ola. That's why he uses the example of ola to tell me only those karbanos that are similar to an ola, that ma'ola kachim kachim afkal kachim kachim. So you have a miut and a riboy, right? The miut is ola. The riboy is asher hikriv. Asher hikriv sounds like it includes everything. So no, it doesn't include everything, but it's also not limited to just ola. It's limited to the entire category that ola belongs to, which is kachim kachim. But any kachim kalim, the or would not go to kohanim. So that's the so we derive the din that all kachik that all kachik kachim, that the or goes to kohanim from a riboy in the pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel says or ha'ola. He has a different trasha. He says ein li ela ha'ola. I would only know that a carbon ola, the oros go to kohanim. Oros kachik kachim inayin. How do I know that other kachik kachim, that the chatos and the yashim, that the oro also goes to kohanim? So he learns it not from a riboy, but he says vidinu. It's a kavachomer. Uma ola shelo zachu bebesora. If an ola where you're not zocha in the basar of the carbon, zachu ba'ora, you are zocha in the or of the carbon, meaning the kohanim do not get the basar of a carbon ola, because the basar of a carbon ola all gets burnt on the mizbeach, and yet they still get to keep the or of a carbon ola. So kachekachim shazachu b'sar and din shazachu b'oran. Kachekachim where they do get the basar of the carbon, all the more so they should get the or of the carbon. So says Rabbi Shmuel, well mizbeach yochiach. Maybe I could ask a pircha on that kal v'chomer, because look at the mizbeach shazachu b'basar, that it is zoche in the basar of carbonos v'lo zachu b'or, yet the mizbeach never gets the or of a carbon. So maybe I should say that Kohanim should not get the or of kachi kachim, even though they do get the basar, just like the Mizbeach gets the basar of a bunch of carbonos and never gets the or of a carbon. So says Rabbi Shmuel, no, Mal Mizbeach shekein lo zach b'miksas. We don't find that the Mizbeach is zoch in the or of a carbon whatsoever. Tamar b'kohanim shezach b'miksas. But we do know that minimally a Kohen is going to be zoch to the carbon ola, to the or of a carbon ola, so all of the zachah mitzvah, zachah b'kulei. Once we have a precedent that a kohen gets or, so now I can utilize the kal v'chomer to tell me that it's not only true that he gets the or of an ola, he also gets the or of kachim kachim. Mizbeach never gets or, so it's not even, you don't even begin to think of a mizbeach getting the or, and therefore the kal v'chomer cannot be used to tell me anything about a mizbeach. But when it comes to a kohen, where it's beferish in the pasuk that a kohen gets the or of a carbon ola, so now we open up the possibility of a kohen getting the or of other carbonos, and through the kal v'chomer I derive that a kohen gets the or of kachay kachin. So Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, I don't need any limu to tell me that oros of kachay kachin go to kohanim. There was never a havamina that a kohen wouldn't get the or of kachay kachim. Meaning, this is a third tana. So far, we had that we had the tana kama that said that how do I know the or of kachay kachim goes to kohanim? A riboy in the pasuk, asher hikriv. And then we had Rabbi Shmuel who said not a riboy in the pasuk, a kal v'chomer, that if when he doesn't get the basar, he gets the or. When he gets the basar, all the more so he gets the or. And Rabbi says, you know, any limud, it's obvious. Shari b'kol makom or malich achar basar. The standard, the default is wherever the basar is going, the or goes. Parim anisrafim, asir anisrafim. The in the Sufni Mayan. Look at Parman Sufim and Siman Sufim. The Basar and the Or all get burned together. Chatos Yashem Vizivche Shalmit Zibor. Matana Le Kohen. The Chatos and Asham and Zivche Shalmit Zibor are all the Basars given to the Kohanim to be eaten. So Ratzu Mavshitin Osan, if the Kohanim want to skin it and use the Oros, good, let them do that. Lo Ratzu Ochlin Osan Al Gabe Oran. And if they don't want to do that, let them eat it with the Or. Meaning the Kohanim do not have any obligation to skin it. The whole animal is given to the Kohen. So they can eat the carbon with the Ar. So the Torah is just giving them the whole carbon, including the Ar. Kachim kailim lebailim. Kachim kailim, where the basar goes lebailim. Ratu mafshitin osan. If the bailim wants to skin it, that's fine. Ratu althlin osan al-gavoran. Or if they want to eat it together with the Ar, that's fine too. Because the Ar and the basar always go together. By every other carbon, except for a carbon ola, the or and the basar always go together. I don't need any limudim. That's obvious. Aval ola, but by a carbon ola, the Torah has to tell me what to do with the or. Because nemarba v'hifshit esol avinita chosol v'nsachah. Because that's where the Torah has a specific mitzvah to skin it before you put the basar on the mizbech. So I know that that or doesn't go on the mizbech. That's why I need the Torah to tell me. So yachlu lo yu kohanim zakonim ba'ora. I might think the kohanim don't get the or. Tamalomar or ha'ola Hashari Kriv, Pasuk says, La Kohen Lo Yiyah, should have quoted the end of the Pasuk, La Kohen Lo Yiyah, that it goes to Kohanim. So that's why I need a Pasuk to tell me that the Or of an Ola goes to Kohanim, because there's a Hava Amina that it wouldn't. But by Kache Kachim, there's no Hava Amina that it wouldn't. So Rebbe then darshans the end of the Pasuk, Lo Yiyah, when it says Lo Yiyah, that the Kohen, who's Makriv, he's the one that gets the Or, Prat Litzvul Yom Mechus Kippurim Va'onein, that Sheyachal Lo Yisku Babasar Shehu La'achila Yisku Ba'or She'enu La'achila Tamalam Lo Yiyah Prat Lemechus Kippurim Litzvul Yom Va'onein. I might think that a Kohen who's not able to do the Avodah, that he's not going to be Zoche in the Basar of Karbanos, because the Basar of Karbanos is meant to be eaten, and they're not able to eat Kache Kachim, but they are Zoche in the Or, because the Or is not meant to be eaten anyway. So that's why the Pasuk says, Lo Yiyah, that only a Kohen who's Ro'i to be Makriv is Zoche in the Or Ha'ola, as opposed to Mechus Kippurim Tzvul Yom Anonin, who's not going to be Zoche in the Or of an Ola, because he's not Ro'i to be Makriv. Now the Tanakama who learned that Or of Kache Kachim goes to Kohanim from a Reboy in the Pasuk, Nami Tepikle Medina, why doesn't he learn it from a Kal V'chomer? Meaning, remember, three opinions that we had, how I know that Or of Kache Kachim goes to Kohanim. The Tanakama said, from a Reboy in the Pasuk. Rabbi Yishmael said, from a Kal V'chomer. Rabbi said, because it's obvious, the Or always goes where the Basar goes. So how come the Tanakama didn't want to learn it from the Kal V'chomer that Rabbi Yishmael learned? Well, he'll say, Milsa Dasi B'Kal V'chomer, Tarech, the Kasav Lakra. Sometimes the Pasuk explains that which could have been derived from a Kal V'chomer, and this is just another example of that, because sometimes there's a pircha and a Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer is vulnerable. A Kal V'chomer, someone might come up at any point with a pircha and a Kal V'chomer and blow up the whole din. So that's why the Pasuk will sometimes write it out so that it will close up that vulnerability. For Rabbi Yishmael, Hay Asher Hikriv May Avadei. Okay, great. Rabbi Yishmael had a Kal V'chomer. What's he going to do with the Pasuk of Asher Hikriv that the Tanakama used to teach me that the Or of Kachi Kachim goes to Kohanim? So the Gemara answers, Prat Litzvul Yom Mechus Kippurim Va'onein. He uses Asher Hikriv to tell me that if the Kohen is a Tzvul Yom or Mechus Kippurim or an Onein, that he does not get the Or of Kachi Kachim. So the Tepiklei Milo Yiyah, how come he doesn't derive that from Lo Yiyah? That's where Rebbe learned it from. So Rabbi Shmuel Litamei, Rabbi Shmuel is L'shita So, that he darshins a different din from the Pasuk of Lo Yiyah, and therefore it's not free to teach me the din of Tzvul Yom and Onein Mechus Kippurim. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Nemar Ba'ola Lo Yiyah V'Nemar Ba'Asham Lo Yiyah, that it says that phrase both by an Ola and by an Asham Mala Halon Atzmos of Mutarin, just like by a Karban Asham the bones are mutter, because the basar gets eaten by the Kohanim, and there's no din of nosar on the atzamos. So afkan atzmos of mutar, and so too by a carbon ola, the bones are mutter. If they don't have any basar on those bones, so the basar has to be entirely burnt, the bones are going to be mutter. So mufni, and that phrase, lo yiyah, needs to not be used for any other drasha. It needs to be wide open in order to apply this gezer shava, because the halacha is that when you have two phrases that you want to link in Gzeira Shava, if those phrases are being used for anything else, then any slight variation between the two dinim will destroy the Gzeira Shava. Di lo mufni, if these phrases are not entirely dedicated for this Gzeira Shava, then ika lemifrach, one could have had a pircha on the Gzeira Shava, mala asham shekein basar mutter, that an asham is fundamentally different because its basar is mutter, and therefore the atzamos will be mutter as well. But by the Ola, the Basar is not Mutter, and therefore maybe the Atzamos should not be Mutter either. So that's why Lo Yiyah Kra Yaseiruhu. The phrase Lo Yiyah is extra, and therefore it doesn't matter what kind of Pircha you're going to come up with. We link Ola and Asham to one another, and that's what Rabbi Yishmael does with the phrase Lo Yiyah. So he uses Asher Hikriv to tell me that it's V'Liyom Mechus Kippurim and Onein do not get the Or, and he uses Lo Yiyah to tell me that the Atzamos are Mutter. mutter. Okay, next Mishnah. Kala kachim shir ben psul kodim lef shaitan. Any kachim that have a psul that happened before they ever skinned the or from the basar, meaning all kachim where the oros normally would go to the kohanim, kachim kachim where the oros would normally go to the kohanim, but then a psul happened before they ever skinned it. We do not then give the R to the Kohanim because a carbon that's supposed to be burnt is burnt together with its R. We don't skin it just to go burn it. But if they already skinned it and then a psul came up, then the R does go to the Kohanim. So Bichinina's Kohanim Kohanim says, Miyamai lori isi R sheyot to the Beis HaShefa. He said, I've never seen it. I've never seen R that was skinned that went out to be burnt, even if there was a psul prior to the skinning of the animal. Let's say it became a trefa. So the psul was there before, but you only discovered the psul after you did the hefshet. I've never seen us take a hide of an animal and bring it out to the base of trefa. So from Rabbi Akiva, midvar of lamanu, from Rabbi Chinniskan Akonim, we learn shamafshet as a bechor v'nimtz a trefa, that if you skin a bechor and it turns out to be a trefa, she also a kanim ba'oro, that the kanim do get the ar and it does not go and get burnt. V'cham mom, l'cham say, no, you don't learn anything from what he said, because ein lo ri inuraya. The fact that he says, I never saw it happen, doesn't mean that it never happened. It means in his experience it never happened. Eliyetz, in the Beis HaShef, that's not going to convince me as far as what the halacha is. The halacha is that it's Yotze, the Beis HaShef. So that's a fascinating concept, whether ein lo ri inuraya. So the question is that true always? What if it's something that should come up very, very commonly, and lo ri inu that it came up? So that's a major discussion in Poskim in Hilchas Shechita, actually, about Nashim being shochtim, whether lo ri'inu is a raya or not. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Gemara on the bottom of the page. Everyone have a great Shabbos.